Hey, big guy. How are you doing? Just having a little bath. Don't be embarrassed. You know, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Don't be silly. This isn't the first time I've walked in on you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, right? Yeah, you remember, right? You were visiting home from college and I had to come give you some fresh towels, like a good big sister does. And you were, well, doing something very embarrassing to my pictures, weren't you? Oh, don't be shy. Tell me, what were you doing? Come on, tell your big sister, it's okay. Don't be afraid, honey. I promise. What you were doing was absolutely okay. It's perfectly natural and everyone does it, including me. And if we're being honest, I was so flattered. Oh, are you feeling shy? That's okay. Well, I walked in and you were jerking off to my bathing suit photos. You actually looked like you were seconds away from coming. Shh. No need to explain. I understand completely. Just let me finish. So, of course, at first I was shocked, but after processing it alone, I realized there was no other explanation. You were in love with me. Sweetheart, please. I really need to say this. Stop interrupting me. Look, I know it's probably a shock to you too, but I've been waiting for the perfect moment to talk to you about this. You've done so much for me. You are absolutely the best little brother a girl could have. I remember when you finally got taller and bigger than me, you became so protective, especially around guys. Even though I was older, you were always looking out for me. And when all those guys did end up using me and leaving me heartbroken, you were there for me. I remember how you saved me from that freak who tried to jump us in the alleyway after he had one too many drinks. The one with the shaved side part. There were so many moments in my life where you showed up for me, more than any other man had. And it was then I knew that you were perfect for me. Please, I need you to be patient. I can see how red you're getting, and you just need to let your big sister finish, okay? I took a lot of time to think about this, and I want to make sure I say it right. Look at me. Really look at me in the eyes, babe. If anyone were to find out about how you feel about me, they would lose it. This is incest. It's wrong, and you would be drawn and quartered by all of our friends and family. But I don't give a shit because I love you too. Truly, wholly, and completely. You are everything to me. You are the first person I think about every morning, the last thought that leaves my mind before I drift off into sleep. But it doesn't even end there. I fucking dream about you almost every night. I never used to dream, but now they're just filled with just you. And I am happy to know you feel the same way. And now you're wondering why it took me so long to make a move. And well, I was scared, you know? I mean, it's a little crazy, right? Being in love with your little brother. I felt like a monster for so long, and you know that I love my therapist, but I just wasn't sure Dr. Cyrus would understand, and I was terrified I'd get reported or something. I don't know, just, yeah, I was afraid. And of course, I didn't want to pressure you. I felt like a creep. Knowing I'm a few years older, I didn't want to, you know, coerce you or whatever. So yeah, I kept it hidden and just accepted there was something wrong with me until I walked in on you, stroking that perfect cock. I touched myself to that memory so many fucking times. I think the first week afterwards I came at least 5 days to it, just over and over and over. I even stopped dating. I had such high hopes for us. I deleted all of my hookups off my phone and told them I was taken. All for you. All for this moment. This moment right here. So, why don't you make some room in the bath for Big Sis? What are you doing? What's wrong? What? You're joking. Alright, stop it. That's not funny. I'm trying to be serious with you, idiot. No. But you were jerking off to my friend in the picture. Not me. You almost had me with that one. There's absolutely no way that's true. You're hilarious. You're fucking hilarious. Wait a second. Look. I can joke too. What you're saying is really funny, but I'll play along. So, like, if you weren't kidding, I would probably turn on and throw this blow dryer into the bathtub and see what happens. Maybe you'd die. Maybe it would just hurt really fucking bad. Who knows? Because if the man I loved was actually interested in my best friend, especially after I just bared my heart and soul to him, I'd probably fucking snap. I'd have to make sure no one else got him, and to make sure he never told anyone what I had said. And you would tell people, wouldn't you? Don't think I forgot how much of a little tattletale you were growing up. But you're just joking, right? Right? Good, good. Now, since you're all wet and clearly this tub is not the best size for two, how about I just help you finish what you started? Oh, little brother, I insist. Come on. Look at that. I'm already drooling at the idea of pumping out that load of yours. See how much spit that is? That's a lot, huh? Now, come on. Get hard for me, baby. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, look at that. Just a few pumps and you're already getting there. Damn, your cock is way bigger in my hand than I thought. I guess it looks smaller in your big hands, but God, you feel so huge in my hands. Oh, you're crying. That's so sweet. You're really that happy? it's okay, baby, I'm here now. You don't need to jerk off to all that fake incest porn anymore. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're into. I went on your computer when you go run errands with Mom and Dad. The lovely thing about the cloud is it connects all these lovely tabs you accidentally forgot to close on your phone. And the history on those porn sites. Fuck. Sister after sister after sister video. Maybe we can make some of those fantasies come true, huh? Maybe I can get stuck in the dryer, huh? Or maybe you catch me fucking myself with a dildo to some fucked up porn. Whatever you want, I'll do it. It's because I love you. And I want to please you. If I'm going to be your girlfriend, fiancé, wife, and the mother of your children, then I've got to make sure I keep you satisfied. Don't want your eyes wandering to anyone else. Because I might just get a little jealous. And if I get jealous then, well, let's not find out. Let's see. What else did I find on your computer? Ooh, can't forget all the little femdom audios you listen to. I think this is why you're throbbing in my hand right now. You love a woman who will take charge. But again, you just have to have that incest tag. Is that the only thing that gets you off? Is it because you love your big sister so much that all you can do is jerk off to porn that reminds you of her? You just want everything with me, huh? You wanna fuck my throat, my asshole, which has never been fucked before, by the way. But I'm gonna let you have it. And of course, my pussy. Fuck. Look how wet I am. Here, let's use some of Big Sister's juices as lube, huh? There we go. Feels good, right? Like it was meant for you, just like you were meant for me. Oh, I remember I always used to pester Mom and Dad for a sibling, but I never ever thought they'd create you. Oh, you're perfect, you know that? Look at me, into my eyes. I want you to come when I say you come, okay? Oh, keep holding it in for me. Oh. Hey, no looking away. Keep looking. If you look away one more time, I won't let you come with me. Oh, good boy. Now come on. Oh, just a few more pumps. Oh, just think. This will be the first orgasm we ever have together. Big sister always takes care of you, doesn't she? Oh, good boy. Fuck. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm almost. Now, come for me. Fucking come for me. Come for me right now. Fuck. Is covered in your cum. You're so cute. Just a messy boy. All right. Come on. It's time for you to clean yourself up. You've been in the bath long enough. No. I'm going to sit here and watch you shower. Why do you feel dirty? You're so silly. Well, now I have extra to watch. What you're feeling right now isn't shame. I think you might just not be used to the feeling of commitment. So go on. Start the shower. I think I'm going to get myself off again while I watch. Oh, you're crying. Was the orgasm that good? Come here. Come on. Shh. 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 It's okay, baby brother. Big sister is here. And I'm never going anywhere. Hi there, this is Emmy, and thank you so much for listening to this script film. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I'm consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need it. Otherwise, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.